MLKmeats.com.
We're back on In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples talking today here with Ron Wells, Riley County Commission Chair. And he's gracious enough to spend an hour with us here on the show as the commissioners rotate here. And I think somebody different each month, correct?
Yes, we rotate. So every third month I'm on, yes.
Very good. Well, I want to talk to you here a little bit about, I know the deadline's approaching here for the city of Manhattan for the Aggieville TIF veto deadline here, and I know you have a hand in that as well as the school district as well.
Yes, we have a say in it. Basically, we could oppose it, you know, but there's actually, based on the previous TIFs, it's unlike where you're giving somebody free money. I mean, this is a good program because you see a benefit because when the TIF goes in district, there's going to be additional buildings, parking garage, businesses at the bottom. There's going to be increased tax dollars, current tax dollars, and sales tax, and of course the county's going to benefit from all that. Then at the end of 20 years, it can't be renewed or changed or altered or anything. At the end of 20 years, then it skyrockets to the current value of all that property at that time. So then the county gets its reward, so to speak. There'd be an enormous influx of tax money at that time, at that level then. And so it's a very good program, and we county commissioners saw no reason to oppose or veto it. So we're on board with the city going ahead with that.
Okay. And that's coming up pretty soon, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, it was a 30-day window, and we're well into that window, I believe. There are probably several weeks left maybe. But, yeah, the county business is enjoyable. It's like I say, it's the bedrock of government, and it gives you a sense of accomplishment because you can go out and see things. I can't imagine how somebody would sit in Topeka or Washington, remote from your people, and try to accomplish anything with all the infighting and stuff. But in Raleigh County, our people in Raleigh County are great. We have got great departments and great people working right now, and we compensate them well. They have good health insurance. And in Raleigh County, in my opinion, you know, everyone counts or no one counts, and that's the bottom line. That's where I'm just happy and glad. In my 7 years so far, in all the meetings across the state, county, city, county, and even in the United States with all the counties, you never hear the word party mentioned. Mm-hmm. We're county commissioners. And they're worried about so-and-so's cattle farm, the road going to it, the city building, the courthouse, I mean, not city building, the courthouse, and road and bridges equipment. And so that's all county commissioners do. We don't sit around. We never talk politics. It's always county business. And that's what I really enjoy because I don't have to put up with any of that other stuff. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, you do when you campaign and run. That's the downside to it. But otherwise, Raleigh County is one of the top counties in the state of Kansas, recognized by the other counties too. And we've got a lot of great counties. But the counties I feel sorry for in western Kansas are struggling. They're losing people. They're losing tax base. Some of them can't even send their county commissioners to the meeting unless they pay out of their own pocket. Some of them even struggle to pay the county clerk. And so I don't know what the solution is to that, you know, someday, whether it's consolidation or something. But I'm very fortunate to be where I am here. And we've got two other excellent commissioners have done a great job. And the staff are very attentive and get us everything that we need to do a good job. And thanks to K-Man, I really appreciate this, getting the information out. We have other sources that's less than accurate. I mean, it's always slanted, you know, like the on the hook for the firing range of Fort Riley. There's no on the hook. We save $400,000 by not going out there and getting asked to leave. The ambulance, that was a winner because now our cost per run is less than when the hospital had it. Our income is greater. And it's functioning extremely well. The hospital only collected around 39% of the money, and we, I think, are probably up in the 60-some percent range. When my wife passed away, the hospital billed me a year and a half after she died for $3,000, and they hadn't billed her insurance or Social Security. So,
oh, we got a phone call. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Yeah, I had a couple comments, and I missed while I was calling in. Evidently, he was talking about the ambulance a little bit. We do appreciate here up in North County that they're trying to work on helping the volunteers, because it does appear Pat Collins is trying to help the rest of the county, something that Mr. Adams and the ambulance doesn't seem to be interested in. You know, there's talk of, you've talked about trying to move an ambulance to the county shops, but that's still not adding the service that's needed. In the budget, are you looking to add another ambulance station to serve the rest of the county?
Right now, the goal is to move the one station up to the county shops currently.
Yeah, but the ambulance director said they're going to spend most of their time going to Manhattan.
Well, you know, you have to look at it factually. We have 77,000 residents, 55,000 in Raleigh County, and we have 39 calls North County and 400 and some in the city and the surrounding area. And, of course, we have Raleigh County clear on out south of Manhattan. And so it's the simple logistics, you know. It's where would the most efficient use of an ambulance be? And so hopefully...
Well, if it was a business, that would make sense, but it's not a business. It's a service. You should be...
Correct.
All of the county.
And it's paid for by all the county residents, including 55,000 people down here, as well as the 20-some thousand in the county. So it's a balancing act, and my goal is if we can get a full-time responder further north initially, but as far as a complete ambulance service with the 39 calls, I can't justify it right at this moment, because if there's a wreck up on 77 and they've delivered the person to Stormont Vale, there's still no service up there. So it's part of life. You know, there's no guarantees, and we're going to do the best we can. We're going to move the ambulance up to the county shops. The next step, we'll look at the next budget, and we're going to do the best we can, but we can't put an ambulance everywhere, and so we're doing the best we can, and I understand where you're coming from. We'd all like to have an ambulance by our house, but it's just not going to happen. And if you look at the people say, well, we're paying the same amount up there for an ambulance. Well, so are 55,000 people down here too, and this is where 400 and some calls are, and so we're doing a balancing act right now, and we'd invite you to come into the county commission meetings when we discuss this and give your input. And then we're doing the best we can right now. We don't have a bushel basket of money. I tell you what, if you would call the state and talk to our legislators, and I mean email and call them every week and get some of this money back, it'd be sure a lot easier to put an ambulance further north.
All right. Well, thanks for the call. Yeah, it's obviously a very contentious issue here. It's going to just continue. Thank you so much, Ron Wells. Appreciate you coming out here and chatting with us.
Thank you very much.
That'll do it here for In Focus here today. Dave Lewis, back to you.
All right, Brandon. Thank you much. Good show this morning, fellas. Thank you. Appreciate you coming in, Commissioner Wells. Join us for the program. Tomorrow's the 10th, right? Pottawatomie County Schools will be represented here. And also we'll be hearing from Lisa McCurdy. She's with the Nady Stone chapter of Bikers Against Child Abuse and April's Child Abuse Prevention Awareness Month. And we'll also interview some folks from Via Christi Ascension Hospital. Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick, The Game, Royals, all on the way at KMAN. Happy Tuesday.
KS State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at ksstate.bank. KS State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
KMAN, Manhattan. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by...